Netanyahu will convene his war cabinet, security cabinet and government this evening. In a statement, he says he hopes there will be good news soon. Talks have been taking place, which could also see a temporary ceasefire in Gaza. Scott Walker is a hostage negotiator.
What we've seen and heard over the last few days, actually, this is the most dangerous and challenging time of any hostage negotiation because things can still go wrong. Yet it does give some hope to the families, and let's just hope that those hopes aren't dashed.
Chris Whitty has told the COVID inquiry that Boris Johnson's decision-making was often chaotic during the pandemic, but England's chief medical officer says the UK wasn't unique in struggling as the virus first spread. North Wales police, who are looking for four missing teenagers in Gwynedd, say they found their car. The group were last spotted on Sunday. Police, who investigated the disappearance of Nicola Bully earlier this year, have been heavily criticised in a report. It says the decision by the Lancashire Force to reveal the mum of two's mental health issues were avoidable and unnecessary. Police and Crime Commissioner Andrew Snowden says he has faith in the force's chief constable.
The chief has my full support because primarily he has been so open and transparent in how he has engaged with this review process and has shown a keenness for the organisation and for the chief officer team to learn from the recommendations and to take them forward.
The King and Queen have welcomed South Korea's president to the UK as he begins a three-day state visit. The two countries are due to discuss a new trade deal worth £21 billion. And Top Gear has been shelved after a crash which left presenter Freddie Flintoff seriously injured. The BBC says the show will be rested for the foreseeable future. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowlands.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Many thanks, Faye. Well, I'm afraid it's going to be staying rather grey and overcast this afternoon. So we can expect no more than 11 degrees and that temperature will dip to just 4 degrees by dawn tomorrow. And tomorrow will at least be a brighter day than today with sunny intervals developing, and we can expect more sunshine for the rest of the week, even though it won't get any warmer. We can expect tops of 10 tomorrow, 13 on Thursday, 10 on Friday, but just 8 on Saturday.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Britain's award-winning Scott Ross.
Much more music.
You're better off when your radio's on.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Was made, your word was enough. We have
either there. Broken promises. Well, you won't have any broken promises here. It's Scott Ross here with you for the second hour of Tuesday's 1-2-3 show. At about 2:30, Margaret Mills returns to tell us about a mighty expensive piece of pie. But first off, it's the latest song, or one of the latest songs from the Rolling Stones. This is Mess It Up. Stones, straight off their latest album there, that's Mess It Up. Now, this coming Saturday, that's the 25th of November, make a point of heading on down to St. George's Church on the road here in Brentwood for their Christmas Bazaar. There'll be stalls and refreshments, cakes, chocolate and bottle, and a bottle tombola, toys and books, toiletries, raffle, and you can meet Santa as well. Bacon rolls and homemade soup will be served. and much, much more. Just head on down there between 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. This coming Saturday, the 25th of November. And the event is in aid of church funds, so the admission fee is a mere 50p. You can get more information by going to the website stgeorgeschurchbrentwood.org. stgeorgeschurchbrentwood.org. Alternatively, just go to our website, phoenixfm.com, and follow the links to local events. But time now to head on down to the city with Charlie XCS and Sam Smith.
I'm flowing to you like water, in my body swaying side to side. I'm focused in on the moment, all the lights of diamonds in the sky. Yeah, and I finally sink myself. Like you sit me down to time. Time to sink myself, 'cause I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for. I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for. I found it in the city, in the dark, in the city, in the dark, in the dark, in the city. Dark in the dark, dark, dark in the city, in the dark, in the city, in the dark, in the city, in your heart, in the dark, dark, dark.
Hi, my name's Rob Harvey, and if you can join us on a Tuesday evening for Simp City, it starts at 8 p.m. We have the very best in electronic synth pop electrica in the show. That's Tuesdays, 8 p.m. for Simp City on Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Once upon a time,
Cinderella!
The most magical fairy tale of them all.
You will never go to the ball!
A girl who dares to dream.
On the stroke of midnight, the spell will be broken and everything will be as it was before.
Goodbye, my prince!
Wait! I don't even know your name!
We're back at the Towngate Theatre, Basildon, with Cinderella. There's magic, flying horses, and dreams that really do come true! From November to the 2nd of January. Book now! At towngatetheatre.co.uk.
The magic's working.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday?
At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Remember this golden classic.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Scott Ross.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Tempted by Squeeze, one of the few Squeeze tracks featuring Paul Carrack as lead vocalist, and it was actually suggested by co-producer Elvis Costello. Now, although that was only a moderate hit when it was released in 1981, it has since become one of the band's most famous tracks, having featured in movies, commercials, video games, etc., and is a mainstay of the band's live set list. So if you enjoy your music from the 80s, make a point of joining Xanthi Behrman for 80s Show Greatest here on Phoenix Phoenix FM every Sunday evening between 8 and 10 p.m. But let's come much more up to date now as we head back to your heart with Delta Goodrum. Just sensational. That's Delta Goodrum and Back to Your Heart.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Okay, let's come down to earth with a bump. A12 northbound one lane is closed between Junction 19 Boreham and Junction 20 Hatfield Peveril. That's due to a broken down lorry, so you may get a few delays in that area. And we still have the 40 mile an hour speed restriction and lane closures in force on the A12 between junctions 13 and 16. That's between Ingatestone and Gallywood. That's due to resurfacing work. And just to make a note that you can't join the A12 if you're heading south from Chelmsford on Three Mile Hill. That's the A414. You have to follow a diversion through Ingatestone, which is certainly a bit of a pain. Just note that Hall Green Lane locally is closed until the 23rd of November. And Seven Arches Road is closed until about 5 o'clock this evening. And a water main result is resulting in temporary traffic signals on the A1023 London Road at Westwood Avenue. Looking at public transport right now, I can't see any problems on C2C or Greater Anglia. But the London Overground Services is suffering severe delays between the Sydenham and West Croydon while Network Rail fix a traffic fault. at Norwood Junction. And of course, Joe will have a further update for you at around about 25 past three, but at 2:26 and 45 seconds, you're fully up to speed. And opening some windows now, it's Take That.
I've been through a year of madness, replaced my hope with sadness, from waking up the hardest. And every day it felt the longest. Oh, blessings were unwanted, constantly haunted. Then you opened up my windows. Yeah, you opened up my windows. Like fire.
FM and online at phoenixfm.com. Local radio for Brentwood and Billericay.
Oh, I'm very pleased to welcome back Margaret Mills this week, especially since we're off to a pub. Which pub is this then?
Absolutely, where better? The George at Wanstead,
yeah,
is the pub in question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you stand outside the George pub at Wanstead and you train your eyes above the ground, so above the bar, please. Just for a moment, anyway. Yeah. You will see a stone tablet in the brickwork.
This is inside the pub or outside?
No, this is outside the
outside
pub.
Outside the pub,
if you're
right.
Standing outside the pub,
yep.
Look up at the brickwork, the
right.
Exterior brickwork,
mm-hmm.
And you will see a stone tablet which records the day that a cherry pie costs half a guinea. It also records a date of 1752, although we have to be a bit careful with that date because this stone commemorative tablet has been relettered a number of times over the years.
Must have been some cherry pie to cost that much.
Yeah, the story is that some workmen were working on the pub in 1752. And as a prank, or maybe they drank a little bit too much beer at lunchtime, they stole somebody's cherry pie.
Right.
They were apprehended, taken before the local magistrates, and they were fined the sum of half a guinea. So to commemorate what had happened, they decided to fix a tablet into the brickwork of the pub that would record it for posterity. Now, whether this legend is true, we don't know. But what we do know is that in the 18th century, Wanstead itself was very famous for cherry orchards.
Oh, right.
Lot of cherry orchards in the vicinity. We also know that different pubs in the area were famous for different types of pie. For example, a pigeon pie or a rabbit pie.
Mm.
So it may be that the George at Wanstead was famous for cherry pies. The pub that you see now, today, is not the original from 1752.
That is a surprise.
It's recorded that there have been pubs on the site for hundreds of years.
Mm.
And as one pub was knocked down, so the stone tablet was retained and was fixed in the brickwork of the new pub that was built in its place. So, you know, the stone tablet itself, 1752, the pub is more modern. So what the real truth of the story is, we do not know. But it's interesting to speculate.
Indeed it does. It is. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And next week, where are you off to?
We're looking at the Buckhurst Hill man who challenged Queen Victoria.
Right, OK. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Phoenix FM. It's love time. 98 FM.
The second someone mentioned you are all alone, I could feel the trouble coursing through your veins. Now I know it's got a hold. Just a phone call left unanswered had me sparking now. These cigarettes won't stop me wondering where you are. Don't let go, keep a hold. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, yeah, I'll leave the light on. What's been on your mind? Lately you've been searching for a darker place to hide. That's alright. But if you carry on abusing, you'll be robbed from us. I refuse to lose another friend to drugs. Just come home. Don't let go. If you look into the distance, there's a house upon the hill, guiding like a lighthouse. It's a place where you'll be safe to feel our grace, cause we've all made mistakes. If you've lost your way, I'll leave the light on.
on. I will leave the light on. 'Cause I will leave the light on. Waiting here for someone. Only yesterday we were on the run. You smiled back at me and your face lit up the sun. Now I'm waiting here for someone. And oh love, do you feel this rough? Why is it only you I'm thinking of? My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open, you walk right in tonight. And tell me there are things that you regret, 'cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. That's all I'm asking. Is it too much to ask? Is it too much to ask? Someone's moving outside. The lights come on down the drive. I forget you're not here when I close my eyes. Do you still think of me sometimes? First time, my heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. 'Cause if I'm being honest, I ain't over you yet. My shadow's dancing without you for the first time. My heart is open. You walk right in tonight and tell me there are things that you regret. All I'm asking, is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking, is it too much to ask? That's all I'm asking, is it too much to ask?
Al Horan there and Too Much to Ask. And before that, kicking off the Love Zone for this hour, it was Tom Walker, who wanted you to leave a light on, not worrying about the electricity bill. Now, Brentwood Food Bank is part of a nationwide network of food banks supported by the Trussell Trust, working to combat poverty and hunger across the UK. Now, the sad fact is that one in five people now live below the poverty line, and half of those on universal credit ran out of food in the last month alone and couldn't afford to buy any more. So with the cost of living getting worse, more people are being dragged into debt and having to turn to food banks to survive. This escalating hardship creates dire consequences for individuals, communities, and indeed the UK as a whole. So I know that Brentwood Food Bank are especially grateful for the donations they've received during the past month from a number of bodies like Brentwood Ursuline School, Ingrave Johnston Church of England Primary School, Mount Nessing School, West Horndon Primary School, all of whom donated their Harvest Festival collections, and also from a number of companies and other organisations, such as Brentwood Law Firm, Tees Law, Diverse Recruitment Group, Bilberry Chaplin, and Blueprint Property. So please keep all those donations coming as food banks are braced for their most challenging winter ever. And if you feel you could help, please get in touch with them by calling 01277224528. That's a Brentwood number, 01277224528. Or you could email them even at info@brentwood.foodbank.org.uk. Thanks in advance. And now, dancing the night, it's Dua Lipa.
Shakes and it bends, don't give a damn. When the night's here, I don't do tears, baby, no chance. I could dance, I could dance, I could dance. Watch me.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytalford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Phoenix FM.
It's the Super Sound Station.
The Prettiest Station.
So brighten your day at the Super Location.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
Thank you.
just sensational. That's Steve Winwood and his shining song. And now we're going to have a song from ABC. And this is coming from all of my heart.
Friends, I gave you my heart, the story ends. No happy ever after, now we're friends. Wish upon a star if that might help.
The stars collide if you decide.
Wish upon a star if that might help.
Thank you.
on ABC, and All of My Heart just about wraps it up for me, Scott Ross, and today's 1-2-3 show. All being well, I hope to be back with you once again on Monday at this same time. But stay tuned now for Jo Bailey and her guest, Joby Fox, who, on behalf of St Francis Hospice, will be looking to see you safely home this afternoon on Drive. And don't ever forget that as you get older, it's the things you didn't do that you'll regret. And we'll play out now with a real oldie from Elvis Presley, but from me, bye-bye.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.